All right, welcome to another deep dive. Excited to get into it with you today. We're diving into imaging, all those different imaging techniques they use for diagnosing and managing respiratory conditions.
Sounds good.
You send over a ton of fascinating material on this, a whole lesson, everything from like pneumonia to lung cancer, even complex stuff like interstitial lung diseases. It's really amazing what technology can do now to let us see right into the lungs and stuff. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Sometimes even these images, they're so clear that they can even replace the need for a biopsy.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've come a long way. Like you said, from the days when you were just relying on a stethoscope and the patient's description of their symptoms, these tools now, it's like we have a window into what's actually happening inside the lungs.
Speaking of windows, let's start with a window that everybody is familiar with, the chest X-ray. It might seem pretty basic, but I think you'd be surprised by how much information is actually packed into that grayscale image.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can think of it almost like a two-dimensional map of the chest, and even slight variations in density can reveal so much. It can be a faint shadow that suggests pneumonia, or even a shift in the diaphragm that indicates a collapsed lung.
It's a like a detective's first look at a crime scene, right? The chest X-ray, it gives us those initial clues.
Precisely. So, for instance, with pneumonia, the X-ray might show this dense patch, and it's called consolidation. That's basically where the normally air-filled lung tissue is filled with fluid instead. And the location of that consolidation can actually help to distinguish between, the different types of pneumonia.
So it's not just about seeing an eye if there's a problem, it's about understanding where it is to guide the diagnosis.
Exactly. The distribution of the problem, like you said, along with the patient's symptoms, that gives us a much clearer picture.
And what about tuberculosis? How does that show up on a chest X-ray?
So tuberculosis, it can manifest in a few different ways. Sometimes it's as consolidations, kind of similar to what you see with pneumonia, but often you'll see cavities, which are basically holes in the lung tissue, and the location can often be a clue. TB frequently affects the upper lobes of the lungs.
And from the lesson that you provided, it seemed like chest X-rays are also helpful for spotting COPD.
That's right. Yeah, in COPD, we often see something called hyperinflation. So that means the lungs are kind of overfilled with air. And this can push the diaphragm down and widen the space behind the breastbone. All of that's visible on an X-ray.
Okay, so how about lung cancer? What are the telltale signs for that on a chest X-ray?
Well, lung cancer might show up as what's called a solitary pulmonary nodule. It's like this roundish growth. Or sometimes it can be a larger mass, a little more irregular. And sometimes, atelectasis, which is a collapsed lung, could be an early sign of lung cancer.
Wait, so the cancer itself can actually cause the lung to collapse? How does that happen?
Exactly. Yeah, it can obstruct the bronchi, which are the airways, and that leads to a collapse of that lung tissue beyond the obstruction. It's a serious finding, needs further investigation for sure.
So while chest X-rays are definitely a valuable tool, they might not tell the whole story, especially with something as complex as lung cancer.
Right. That's when we might turn to some of the more advanced imaging techniques, especially when we're dealing with, intricate cases. Chest X-ray, a great starting point, but sometimes we need a more detailed view.
Which brings us to the next level, high-resolution computed tomography, or, HRCT. This is where we really get to zoom in and get up close and personal with the lungs.
You got it. Yeah, so HRCT uses thinner slices, and it's got sophisticated algorithms compared to a regular CT scan. So this creates these incredibly high-resolution images of the lung tissue. And this is especially valuable when we're dealing with those tricky interstitial lung diseases, the ILDs.
You mentioned ILDs being tricky. What makes them so challenging to diagnose?
Well, with ILDs, it's not just about seeing something unusual, right? It's about understanding the specific patterns of the disease within the lung tissue itself.
So it's more like analyzing a complex pattern rather than just spotting a single abnormality.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really where HRCT shines. It can show us these patterns like reticulation, which creates this kind of net-like appearance, or ground glass opacities, which look like kind of hazy areas, and even honeycombing.
Honeycombing. Wow, that sounds intense. What does that tell us about the lungs?
Honeycombing. Yeah, that's a serious finding. It indicates irreversible lung damage, and it often signifies a poor prognosis for patients with ILD. And, different ILDs have different patterns, and these patterns help us to Narrow down the diagnosis. For example, usual interstitial pneumonia, or UIP, it often presents with that reticular pattern, honeytoming, and tends to affect the edges and the bases of the lungs.
So HRCT can sometimes be so precise that it's like a fingerprint for these different ILDs.
You could say that, yeah. And what's really remarkable is that in some cases, the HRCT findings are so characteristic of a particular ILD that a biopsy isn't even needed. It can give you a definitive diagnosis without an invasive procedure.
Oh, that's incredible. It's like having a window into the microscopic structure of the lungs.
It really is. And even when a biopsy IS needed, HRCT can help us to pinpoint the best location. So that makes the procedure more accurate, more efficient. It's a game changer for both diagnosis and treatment planning.
It's really amazing how technology allows us to see the complexities of the lungs in such detail. But it sounds like we've got one more imaging tool to explore, right?
Yes.
And this one sounds even more high tech.
Yeah. Let's move on to positron emission tomography, computed tomography, better known as PKTCT. This technique, it takes imaging to a whole new level.
Okay, I'm ready for this next level, but PTCT, I'll be honest, it sounds a bit intimidating.
Yeah, it does have a bit of a sci-fi ring to it, but think of it this way. Cancer cells, they're like tiny little energy monsters, constantly growing and dividing, and this means they need a lot of fuel.
Right.
A PT scan lets us see which cells are gobbling up the most energy, and that gives us a clue about where the cancer might be hiding.
So it's almost like we're tracking those energy-hungry cancer cells in action.
Exactly. Now, to do this, we inject a radioactive tracer. Usually it's a type of sugar. And this tracer, it gets absorbed by cells that are more metabolically active. And as we said, cancer cells, they're notorious for being metabolically greedy.
So the PT scan then highlights those areas where the cancer cells are feasting on the tracer. It's like they light up on the skin.
You got it. And the beauty of PTCT is that it combines this functional information from the PET scan with the detailed anatomical images from a CT scan. So it's like having a roadmap of the lungs and a flashlight that highlights the areas of concern.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So PTCT, it's not just about detecting cancer, but also about understanding its location and extent.
Precisely. It's a powerful tool for staging cancer, which is crucial for determining the best course of treatment.
And in lung cancer, PTCT can even help differentiate between a benign lesion and a malignant one, right?
That's right. Sometimes it can be tricky to determine if a spot on the lung is, cause for concern just from a CT scan alone. But the PTCT, it provides that additional layer of information about the metabolic activity of the lesion, which helps us to understand, if it's likely to be cancer.
So this all sounds incredibly valuable for patients, especially when they're dealing with something as serious as lung cancer.
Absolutely. These tools, they allow us to tailor treatment plans and monitor responses with much greater precision than we ever could before.
Yeah.
And it's not just for cancer. PTCT can also be helpful in evaluating other conditions like infections or inflammation in the lungs.
Wow. So we've covered three incredibly powerful imaging techniques so far: chest X-rays, HRCT, and PTT. Each one seems to play a unique role in this, this detective work of diagnosing and managing respiratory conditions.
And each one has its own strengths and limitations. It's important to remember that no single test is perfect.
Right.
It's about using the right tool for the right job and interpreting the results within the context of each patient's individual circumstances.
That makes sense. It's about putting all those pieces of the puzzle together to get the clearest picture possible.
Exactly. And sometimes we might even need more than one piece of imaging to fully understand what's going on.
So you're saying that these imaging techniques, they can actually work together, complementing each other to provide a more comprehensive view.
Absolutely. It's like they each tell a different part of the story. The chest X-ray gives us that broad overview. The HRCT provides the intricate details, and the PKCT that highlights the metabolic activity.
It's amazing how these different technologies can work together, like each contributing a unique piece to the puzzle. But you mentioned earlier that no single test is perfect. Can you tell us a bit more about the limitations of these imaging techniques?
Oh, of course. While incredibly powerful, these tools aren't foolproof. Take PTCT, for example, it's highly effective at detecting cancer, but it isn't always perfect. Mm-hmm. Sometimes areas of inflammation or infection can light up on a PET scan, and that can lead to a false positive result.
So something that looks like cancer on the scan might actually be something else entirely.
Exactly. It's like a red herring in a detective novel. And on the flip side, we can also have false negatives. Some slow-growing cancers might not be metabolically active enough to be picked up by a PET scan, or a very small tumor. You know, less than 1 centimeter might be missed.
So it's not a simple point-and-shoot kind of tool. There's nuance involved in interpreting the results.
Absolutely. That's why it's so crucial to interpret any imaging test results in the context of the patient's overall clinical picture. You know, it's not just about looking at the images in isolation. It's about considering their symptoms, their medical history, and other test results.
It's like each piece of information adds a new layer to that puzzle we were talking about.
Precisely. Sometimes we need multiple pieces of imaging blood tests, a thorough patient history, to get that complete multidimensional picture.
It's fascinating to think about how these imaging techniques complement each other, each telling a different part of the story. And as technology advances, I imagine we'll see even more innovative ways to use and combine these tools.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're already seeing the emergence of hybrid imaging techniques that combine different modalities in ways we couldn't have imagined before. You know, it's an exciting time to be in the field of medical imaging.
It certainly sounds like it, but at the end of the day, it's not just about the technology itself, right? It's about how we use it to improve patient care.
You're exactly right. These tools are giving us unprecedented insights into the complexities of the human body. And that's leading to earlier diagnoses, more targeted treatments, and ultimately better outcomes for patients.
It strikes me that understanding these techniques isn't just for healthcare professionals, even as a patient, or just someone who wants to be informed about their health. Knowing a bit about these tools can be empowering.
Absolutely. Imagine you're going to the doctor with a persistent cough. If you understand the difference between a chest X-ray and an HRCT, you can have a more informed conversation with your doctor about what kind of imaging might be appropriate for your situation.
It's about being an active participant in your healthcare journey, not just a passive recipient of information.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your health. So don't be afraid to ask your doctor questions about the imaging tests they're ordering, what they're looking for, and what the results mean for you.
And if you're interested in learning more, I bet there are some fantastic resources available online and in libraries. The more you know, the better equipped you'll be to navigate the world of healthcare.
I completely agree. It's all about that open communication between patients and providers working together as a team.
You know, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the basics of chest X-rays to the intricacies of PETCT. What stands out to you most from our deep dive? Was there anything that particularly surprised you?
What's truly fascinating to me is how far we've come in such a short time. We've gone from relying on basic X-rays to having tools that can pinpoint the metabolic activity of individual cells. The possibilities for the future seem limitless.
I know. I'm particularly struck by the idea that HRCT can be so precise that it sometimes replaces the need for a biopsy altogether. That's incredible. It makes you wonder what other advancements are on the horizon.
It really does spark the imagination. What if we could develop imaging techniques that not only showed us the structure of the lungs, but also the real-time movement of air and blood flow? It would be like seeing the lungs breathe in action.
Wow, that would be revolutionary. It could completely transform how we diagnose and treat respiratory conditions.
Exactly. And that's what makes this field so exciting. There's always something new to discover, a new frontier to explore.
Yeah, it really is mind-blowing to consider all the possibilities. And I think that's a perfect takeaway for our listener today, you know? We've gone from basic shadows on a screen to these incredibly detailed, dynamic images that can guide life-saving treatments.
Yeah, it really speaks to the power of human ingenuity, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it underscores the importance of staying curious and informed about these advancements. knowledge truly is power, especially when it comes to your health.
Absolutely. So to our listener, you know, if you're feeling inspired to learn more after this deep dive, don't hesitate to dig deeper, ask your doctor questions, do some research, you know, explore those resources that we mentioned.
Exactly. Yeah. And remember, healthcare is a partnership. You're not alone in this journey. Your doctors, your nurses, and all your other healthcare providers, they're there to support you and help you to make the best decisions for your health.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into the world of respiratory imaging. But I think the biggest takeaway is this. Don't be afraid to ask questions. learn as much as you can, and be an active participant in your own healthcare.
It's been a pleasure exploring this fascinating topic with you. Until next time, take care.